Carl.
Carl.
Where could he be? Oh, good morning. Good morning. Good to see you. It's good that we're here. And this is not just any Sunday. No, this is the fourth Sunday in Easter. And probably more important than that, it's the first Sunday in May. And I've got to tell you, I'm ready to say goodbye to April. It was a long, brutal month. April's gone, May is here. But Carl isn't here. I'm not really sure where he was. Now, last week, he was looking for me when church started, but I was in the sanctuary getting my hair cut. I'm not sure where Carl is today, but I have a pretty good guess that he's not getting his hair cut. And you? You look marvelous in your pajamas this morning. And that's great. I want you to be comfortable, get a cup of coffee, settle into your easy chair, prepare your heart for worship. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to go in the sanctuary now. Come on in. Oh, there's Carl now.
Hi, Pastor Jim.
Hi, Carl. You look marvelous. Oh, and I see that Pastor Dennis is here as well. Pastor Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Jim.
You look old, Pastor Dennis. You just look old.
Well, it's the hair. I can't get a haircut, and my roots are growing in.
But you stay there. I'm going to light the candles, and we're going to sing our opening hymn, Let Us Go Now to the Banquet.
Let us go now to the banquet, to the feast of the universe. The table's set and a place is waiting. Come everyone with your gifts to share. I will rise in the early morning. The community's waiting for me. With a spring in my step, I'm walking with my friends and my family. Let us go now to the banquet, to the feast of the universe. The table's set and a place is waiting. Come everyone with your gifts to share. God invites all the poor and the hungry to the banquet of justice and good, where the harvest will not be hoarded, so that no one will lack for food. Let us go now to the banquet, to the feast of the universe. The table's set and a place is waiting. Come everyone with your gifts to share. May we build such a table set and a place is waiting. Come everyone with your gifts to share.
We worship in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus, come into our homes, come into our nation, come into our world. Come into our lives, infuse us with hope, inspire our living and our loving. Bless now our worship, that fed and forgiven, we may go forth to be a blessing to others. We pray in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now it is time for the 7th annual Lord of the Dance sing-along with Arnie Bergstrom. So we're going to head out to Goss Lake. Arnie, are you there?
then I'll lead you home. Wherever you may be, I will lead you home in the dance set me. I dance for the scribe and the Pharisee. They would not dance and they would not follow me. I dance for the fishermen, for James and John. Came with me and the dance went on. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said me.
Thanks, Arnie. Next year, let's do it at Trinity Lutheran Church. And a best to Marie this morning. Now from Goss Lake, we're going to head up to the top of the hill in Bayview, where Rich is waiting for us to read our lesson for this morning.
This morning's reading is from the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, Rich. Be safe, and blessings to Carol and Kelsey. How good to be together this morning, this afternoon, or whatever time it is for you as you are joining us for worship. Now, some of you have asked what it's like to preach to an empty sanctuary each Sunday. You tune in and it seems that I'm alone, but you have heard me preach long enough to know that we are never alone, and I am not alone. So I thought I would share with you what it looks like when I'm preaching. So here is the view that I have each Sunday morning, a lovely view. Now, if you notice that someone is sitting in your assigned seat, don't worry. This is not the service that you usually go to. I've got to tell you, it will be a happy day for me when I'm able to look out once again and see your smiling faces, to see you sleeping through another one of my sermons. I was talking with a young woman this week, and it seemed to her that the darkness, despair, and disruption of this crisis was never going to end. She doubted that the world would ever return to normal. As she considered the widespread suffering of family, friends, and strangers, she said, "Being human is so hard." Her words expressed the considerable grief that she was experiencing. "Being human is so hard." And I replied, "And it is so beautiful. It is so beautiful to be human." The next day, our baby, Emily, had her first baby, a beautiful 6-pound little boy. They were sent home from the hospital with strict orders to isolate for 8 weeks. Don't leave the house and don't let anyone in your house. Those words brought tears of grief to Gigi's eyes. Being human is so hard. Being human, created in the image of God, is so beautiful. During the next few minutes, we are going to be considering the most cherished psalm of David, a psalm of hope that has been read in synagogues and churches for 3,000 years, a psalm read at gravesides in the face of unspeakable grief and loss. We will be looking at the 23rd Psalm, and we will catch a glimpse of the early Christian church. May our hearts and minds be open to God. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. I shall fear no evil. I shall fear no evil. It is our 8th Sunday in the valley of the shadow of death. It is our 8th Sunday without hugs or handshakes or coffee hours. 8 Sundays of being together by being apart. It is our 8th Sunday in the valley of the shadow of this virus, a virus that has killed and continues to kill. A virus that has ruined small businesses and decimated family savings. A virus that has closed our schools and restaurants. A virus that has isolated us. We have been separated from our families and from our church family. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Repeat that back to me, if you will. I shall fear no evil. I shall fear no evil. Do you know what happened just now? In 1,000 different homes and places, the people of God have given notice that we will fear no evil. Sounds good, Pastor Jim. Sounds good. But we are afraid, and we are tired and weak and worn, and we long to see each other. We will return to that beloved psalm in just a few minutes. Our second assigned reading for this morning comes from the 2nd chapter of Acts. Listen now to a description of the religious practice of the early Christians. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. It sounds wonderful, does it not? Wonderful. Faithful people worshiping and serving in harmony. This is the church as it should be. But at some level anyway, it is also romantic recall. There was nothing easy about life in the first century. Living under the iron fist of Rome, being oppressed by power-hungry leaders, life was hard, and it was especially challenging if you identified yourself as a follower of a rabbi who was executed as a criminal. In the second chapter of Acts, we catch a glimpse of the early church. Now, this was not the church as we have known it. There were no church buildings, no seminaries, no crosses above the doors of benevolent charities. Our lesson is the earliest description we have of the first Christians. Who were they? Jewish believers. Jewish believers who simply added the teachings of Jesus to their Jewish faith and practice. Jewish believers who spent much time together in the temple, reciting the prayers of their ancestors, practicing the faith of their parents, keeping traditions that had evolved over thousands of years. This was the early church. It was Jews for Jesus. Jews who devoted themselves to the teachings of their rabbi Jesus. And so they loved as Jesus loved, feeding the hungry, caring for the sick, washing the feet of lepers. They sold their possessions. They took offerings and distributed those offerings to any who had need. The church as it should be, right? Well, yes. But take off those rose-colored glasses for a moment. And do not forget that the early Christians were in and out of persecution. And they could not worship publicly together. It was forbidden and it was dangerous. They worshiped in homes. They shared Holy Communion in their homes, as we will this morning. In their homes, in small groups. The governor, their governor, like ours, did not want them to meet in public. Consequently, they would gather to muse upon the parables of Jesus, to break bread, to give thanks with glad and generous hearts. They were in no position to influence politicians. They were in no position to influence public policy. They were a small and powerless minority. The movement seemed to have no real chance of survival, but it would survive. And in time, it would rule the empire that had killed their rabbi. And as the Roman Empire crumbled and faded into the pages of history, the Christian movement would thrive, touching every corner of the globe. Is this too romantic recall? You could say so. The church, after all, was a human institution, racked with scandal, intoxicated with power, prone to hypocrisy, not always the friend of the poor. And at its peak of power, the church bearing the name of Jesus owned 1/3 of all the land in Western Europe. The church portrayed in the second chapter of Acts was certainly not perfect, but it was not corrupted by wealth and power. The church of Jesus, is at its best when it has no political power, when the trappings of tradition are stripped away, when the layers of hierarchy disappear and all order is lost to the leading of the Holy Spirit. The Church of Jesus is at its best when it sees itself not as an exclusive gathering of achievers, but as a hospital or a hospice center that specializes in raising the dead or holding the hands of those who are dying. The Church of Jesus is at its best when the followers of Jesus are more concerned with washing feet than preserving buildings or carefully crafting membership guidelines designed to keep the undesirables out. They devoted themselves to the teachings of Jesus, to the breaking of bread. They had all things in common. They would sell their individual possessions and distribute them to any who had need. They worshiped God and ate their food with glad and generous hearts. And they had the goodwill of all the people. Now, in some ways, this describes Trinity Lutheran Church. The word on the street is that Trinity cares. The word on the street in Langley, Coopville, Clinton, is that Trinity cares. I talked with our bishop this last week, and she thanked us for being a beacon of hope to the community and to the larger church. We are a community center, a home for 12-step groups, a concert venue. Life-giving blood is collected here. Our preschool cares for children and families, most of whom do not worship here. In many ways, TLC, or the Total Loser Club, as we have been called, does resemble the early church. No, we are not persecuted. We are, in fact, privileged. We are not perfect. We are, in fact, broken. We are broken people looking for a place to belong, hungry for a word of grace and hope. Now, by almost any measure, we are wealthy. And yet we sell our individual possessions, we return a portion of our wealth to God, and as a result, we are generous contributors to pretty much every nonprofit on the island. And our offerings reach people that we have never met in places where we will never travel. But there is a very painful part of this reading too. There is a place where we do not measure up. And it causes me great grief as your pastor. And I know that you too share that grief because I hear it from you each and every week now. The second chapter of Acts describes the followers of Jesus saying, all who believed were together. We were created to be together, and now we languish month after month apart. How we long to see each other. How we long to be embraced once again. So many times through the years, people have said to me, Pastor, Sunday morning is the only time all week that anyone touches me. How we long for those hugs. Now we hide out. We hide out behind locked doors. And if we venture out, risking the dangers of this mysterious virus, we do so cautiously. A mask covers our faces. We slip anonymously through the aisles of Payless. We keep safe distance, and we return again to the isolation of our homes. All who believed were together. And here we are. I'm surrounded by puppets, and you're watching me on a computer. We were meant to be together, but for now, we must be apart. We were meant to be together, but for now, love looks like an empty church. Being human is hard. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. But Pastor, I am afraid, and life is hard right now, and I'm worried, and I'm anxious, and my mental health is in peril, and I have no idea when this will end. Being human is hard. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now, no doubt many of you are saying right now, stop it. Just stop it. This does not describe me. Being human is hard. This time, let me complete the sentence. And in doing so, we will unlock the key to this most cherished, realistic, and hopeful psalm. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. For you are with me. We are not alone, my friends. We are not alone, even though we are apart. We are not alone. We may be the church in exile. We may be isolated, but we're not alone. We cannot be alone, for nothing can separate us from God. Being human is so hard. Being human, created in the image of God, is so beautiful. We are not alone. And so we will walk through fire, but the flame will not consume us. The torrential rain of bad news will not last forever. The lonely times will give way to sunny days, and we will see fire and we will see rain together, but we will overcome this crisis and return to worship once again. I will fear no evil, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Carl's going to sing for us at this time.
Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. Walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. Well, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You got to help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. And I won't make it any other way. Well, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Now I'm walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Well, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you fire and rain now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you. Thought I'd see you. Thought I'd see.
Thank you, Carl. We lift our hearts in prayers to God now. Each petition will end, Lord, in your mercy. And our response, hear our prayer. Let us pray.
Let us pray for all people, according to their need. Loving God, when we feel like we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death, we remember that you are with us. Please help us to feel your comforting presence when we become consumed with darkness and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for all who are affected by COVID-19, those who are ill, and those who are caring for them. Friends and family members who are separated from their loved ones. Medical personnel who are steadfastly attending to their patients. We pray for essential workers who are on the front lines every day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for those who are struggling with illness and bodily injury of any kind. We pray for those suffering from anxiety, depression, and other illnesses of mind and spirit. Wrap them in your loving embrace and sustain them with your strength. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for families as they continue to adjust to our constantly changing normal. Be with parents and children who are spending long days and weeks together. Bring them patience and humor as they grow weary of isolation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for Lutheran World Relief and other aid organizations as they strive to bring education, health care, and assistance to those who are suffering all around the world. Help them as they work to connect resources with those in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Into your hands, gracious and loving God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Please share a greeting of peace with each other.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Just a couple of announcements this morning to share with you. The first would be that we're going to have a all-church food drive this Tuesday from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m., a two-hour period when you can bring food that will be distributed through our local food banks to your hungry neighbors. You will not get out of your car. You'll simply drive in. Your staff will be here to wave to you, blow you a kiss, and receive your food donations. We'll take those out of your car, and you can wave and just keep right on going. From that meal to the meal that we're about to share together, if you have not already had an opportunity to prepare your home altar, you can pause the service at this time and put that home altar together. You might take a cross, a candle, a Bible. Those would be nice. And place around those then a plate with some bread or crackers on it. and a chalice with some kind of wine or grape juice or Gatorade or something else that you could use in the celebration of Holy Communion. We now gather around tables in our homes and in our church. The second chapter of Acts comes to life for us. We gather as our parents and grandparents did to share in the mystery of God coming to us, dwelling with us, Emmanuel, in bread and wine. As we do so, we remember a Thursday night in Holy Week. In an upper room in Jerusalem, Jesus was gathered with his disciples. In the night that he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took the bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks. He gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." As often as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, Jesus Christ has promised to be present with us. Let us pray now as Jesus taught us to pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now share with one another the bread and wine of Holy Communion. The body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ shed for you.
Be afraid, my love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid, my love is stronger, and I have promised to be always near. Stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid, my love is stronger, and I have promised to be always near.
Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you now and always in God's grace. Amen. Fed and forgiven, may this worship service give you comfort, peace, and hope. The day is drawing ever closer when we will all worship together under the same roof, reunited. But now, as you stay home and as you go out, receive this blessing. May God bless you and keep you.
May God's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, Carl is going to sing our closing song for us. Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smile's returning to their faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. It's all right.
The sun is coming. Now go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Until next time, may God bless you.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be.